If you just count international businesses, South Carolina won, creating more than 7,000 jobs from foreign investment in 2011, while North Carolina was just under that number and ranked third. But if you add in the money coming from within the country but out of state, North Carolina is at the top. IBM's David Zaharchuk says attracting outside investment is probably one of the most fiercely competitive industries in the world.
You have a global competition for investment attraction from investors across industries and from across geographies.
To develop the report, IBM tracked about 500,000 investment and job creation announcements worldwide. Here's a few other findings. North Carolina's top investors came from Germany, China, and France, and the top sectors investing were transportation, chemical production, and various business services. But why is North Carolina doing so well? Professor Bill Lester at UNC Chapel Hill says the state does a good job of developing skilled workers and pairing them with growing industries.
You get a relatively lower wage compared to sort of the industrialized Northeast and California, but you also have a little bit of the California or Massachusetts kind of training level or quality level at a lower cost. The other thing that I would say is that North Carolina is also an attractive place as a market in and of itself.
Lester points to the growing population in the Southeast compared to other regions like Michigan, which may have a similar mix of cost and quality, but dwindling population. Locally, outside investment is booming. Just this month, MetLife and French nuclear company Areva announced they were opening headquarters in Charlotte. According to the Charlotte Chamber, there were 625 foreign firms in Mecklenburg in 2011, and that's almost double the number from the beginning of the decade. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.